Locked up, due in court today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The man accused of shooting 10 people on a subway train in Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday, is facing terrorism-related federal charges.
A massive manhunt involving hundreds of detectives and police ensued after Tuesday morning's chaos. And in the end, it was actually James himself who helped bring an end to the chase. The bizarre climax to the intensive search came when 62-year-old Frank James called Crime Stoppers hotline after seeing himself plastered across TV screens and wanted posters. He reportedly told the tip line that he was at a McDonald's in Lower Manhattan. When officers arrived, he had gone, taking a stroll in the area, and that's when witnesses saw him and called the cops.
Fox's Lauren Green in New York. President Biden's pledging $800 million more in military aid to Ukraine, including heavy weapons.
Ukrainian officials reporting that a Russian warship in the Black Sea hit by Neptune missiles and was significantly damaged. It's named Moskva, which translates to Moscow, and it was made famous when a brave Ukrainian border guard on Snake Island told it where it could go.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Russia's military, though, says the ship was damaged by an ammunition fire, not Ukrainians. Southern California shoe store owner is under arrest, accused of accidentally shooting a girl waiting for pictures with a mall Easter bunny.
For a shoe store owner, it was shoot first, ask questions later. Police say Markel Cockrell was chasing shoplifters out of his store Tuesday evening in the small city of Victorville in San Bernardino County when he fired multiple rounds. He didn't hit any of the thieves, but cops say Cockrell shot a 9-year-old girl. Her grandmother, Robin Saldarelli, says a bullet fractured the child's arm.
It's kind of fractured they can't surgically fix. She's going to have to wear a special brace for it, and it'll take a lot longer to heal.
Deputies say Cockrell fled to Nevada, then was arrested Wednesday. He's now awaiting extradition on a warrant for attempted murder. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Tesla founder Elon Musk is offering to buy Twitter for $42 billion and make it a private company. He owns 9% of the social media company now. It's day four of the actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's defamation trial in Virginia. He's suing her over domestic abuse claims she's countersuing.
Day three of the trial began with Johnny Depp's sister and manager Christy Dombrowski finishing her testimony about old text messages and emails she had sent her brother, including a message about Depp's admitted substance abuse problems.
2 days later is when you sent your brother the text messages that said, stop booze, stop coke, stop pills, correct?
I'm not looking at it. I don't recall the timing of it.
Depp's childhood friend Isaac Baruch also took the stand, and at one point Baruch caused Depp and the courtroom crowd to laugh when he testified that he never saw Amber Heard wearing makeup. He called her a natural Texas beauty with great teeth. His response was in reference to Heard's attorney asking him if he'd ever seen any marks or bruises on her face.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw had a good thing going, perfect, actually, before being taken out of the game yesterday.
Los Angeles Dodgers fans and baseball fans in general were surprised to see Clayton Kershaw exit Wednesday's game against the Minnesota Twins after pitching a perfect game through seven innings, striking out 13 hitters, and tossing just 80 pitches. Two batters later, perfection no more.
Gary Sanchez, first base runner of the game, breaks up the perfect game with one gone in the eighth.
Audio courtesy of Sportsnet LA, Gary Sanchez with a single off Alex Vesia to break up the perfect game in the bottom of the eighth. The Dodgers would come away with the 7-0 win over the Twins after the game. Kershaw defending manager Dave Roberts, saying it was the right call to pull him.
Sure, I would have loved to have do it, but You know, maybe we get another chance. Who knows?
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It's Holy Thursday, commemorating the day of Jesus' Last Supper with his apostles. Pope Francis celebrated Mass before washing dozens of prison inmates' feet, an annual papal tradition. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.